Hello there, and a very warm welcome once again to your Five for Today. One of my favourite Bible passages this time of year comes from Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. And it's all systems go then, with the Christmas characters that are so very familiar, I trust. But what about the message given to Joseph by the angel? Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. What news! I'd like us to consider the meaning of the name Jesus and what it means to us today. In his Gospel, Matthew poses an interesting question. What do you think about the Christ? The Welsh version of this question appears on the front of the pulpit of the Gospel Hall in Blue Street, Carmarthen. So what of the name of Jesus? What does it mean to you, I wonder? Firstly, it was an appropriate name for the work of Christ. There was a need for a saviour to pay the penalty of our sin. At his birth, Jesus was the Redeemer, provided for the whole world. When writing to the Roman Christians, Paul said, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Secondly, the name of Jesus is to do with assembling, meeting together. Jesus himself said, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Having fellowship with other Christians is so important. So can I ask, are you a part of a congregation of a local chapel or church? Do you regularly attend the services and take part? Do you enjoy the fellowship of the saints? Thirdly, the name of Jesus is an authoritative name. In the New Testament, we have examples of Jesus showing his authority as he forgives sin, heals the sick, raises people from death, and commands the elements, be it in calming great storms or walking on water, for example. Christ's words to the early disciples were, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Jesus truly is Lord." Next, the name of Jesus is associated with Advent. At Christmas time, we remember his first advent, his first coming to earth as a babe born in Bethlehem. But he has promised to return to the earth again. This will be his second advent. We read the following in the book of Acts. "And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he," that is Jesus, "went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.'" Interestingly, the name Christ is mentioned 33 times in the book of Acts. It's a name that is still associated with power. In chapter 4 of Acts, we read, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Have you experienced salvation by believing in the name of Jesus? Are you continuing to rely on his name? Time allows to share just two more thoughts concerning the name of Jesus. Jesus acts as an advocate for every Christian. We have an intercessor in Jesus, one who pleads our cause. We then have the righteousness of Christ as our own. Finally, the name of Jesus is an august name. Our Bible evidence for this comes from Paul's letter to the Philippians. "Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus will reign, and every knee will bow to him, and face him either as judge or as Lord and friend. Who will he be to you? Your judge, because you will still be in your sin, without having asked his forgiveness? Or as your Lord, having known the forgiveness of sin and proving something of his faithfulness? May the latter be true for you all, for his name's sake. So, may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and grant us peace. And the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit strengthen us in faith and lead us in truth and love in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, at this remembrance of his birth and always. Amen.